Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Do you like your gravy thick and rich and loaded with creamy mushrooms? If no one was looking, would you chug the whole gravy boat?
Chug, 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 chug.
Stay tuned. Here comes Mr. Chug-a-Lug himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, welcome to the program. Alvin,
yes, sir.
Welcome to this program.
Thank you. Welcome to you, too.
Can I get you a beverage? Have a seat. Let me just say that today we have our friend in a few minutes. Our friend, we call him Votestradamus.
Yes.
But he has a real name. It's, I believe, Kevin McCullough. Kevin McCullough is his real name. He has a new show on the Salem News Channel. And folks, gosh, we don't talk about this enough. The Salem News Channel. I hope you're checking out the Salem News Channel. We are on the Salem News Channel. And you can watch this program or parts of this program on the Salem News Channel every day. The Salem News Channel on Saturday night at 9 p.m. airs Kevin's program. And if you know Kevin McCullough, he really is just a fountain of information and insight. And there's nothing tongue in cheek about that.
No, it's called That Kevin Show. That's great.
It's called That Kevin Show. So we're coming up with Kevin in a couple of minutes. In hour two, our friend Dr. Michael Brown, who's talking about why Christians are leaving the church. I'm going to have to push him on what he means by that, but I want to say a couple of things. First of all, I am traveling so much. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing an event in High Point, North Carolina. High Point, North Carolina. It's open to everybody. Tomorrow night, I'm doing an event in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You can find out all these details at my personal website, ericmetaxas.com. You go to speaking. All the information is there. So tonight, High Point, North Carolina. Tomorrow, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. In a week or so, I'm going to be in Marco Island, Florida, which is near Naples, Florida, for two events. Easter weekend, I'm going to be in San Marcos, California, on Good Friday. On Easter morning, I'm speaking in Rancho Santa Fe, California, at an Easter service. After that, I'm going back to North Carolina. I'm going to speak in Marietta, Georgia, and on and on. So go to MetaxasTalk.com. And in case I've never mentioned it on the program, if you go to EricMetaxas.com and sign up for our newsletter, in the newsletter, Alvin, this is big news.
Is it?
We sent out the Rumble videos of these conversations, of all of the interviews that I do, the interview that I'm going to do in a moment with Votestradamus. You get the video versions of this, because a lot of people say, you know, I used to watch you on YouTube and then you went away. Yeah, I went away to the modern day gulag because the Marxist overlords deemed my language dangerous, to the average person. So we were wiped off of YouTube. So we now have a new YouTube presence. But if you want us to email you where I'm speaking, what I'm doing, and all this other stuff that, you know, we can't really get to on the program, you have to sign up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. If you haven't done that, by the way, let me just say, technically, you're dead to me. There's no way I can reach you. Both of us may as well be lying in the cold, cold ground. But if you go to ericmetaxas.com, you can sign up for the newsletter. And Shazam, you're going to get all kinds of information. By the way, you can also sign up for the newsletter at SocratesInTheCity.com. That's the Socrates newsletter. We have an event coming up March 30th with Yeomi Park, who defected from North Korea. That is a big get. Everywhere I go in airports, I see her picture. She's got a new book out talking about how wokeism is making her feel in America similar to what she used to feel growing up in North Korea. Now, of course, we're not there yet, thank God. Not even close. But the idea that this woman whose family risked their lives, her father died. I mean, it's a real story. She's going to tell it at Socrates in the City, that she would even talk about that. It's a chilling thing. So I hope you can tune in. You can live stream. You go to SocratesInTheCity.com and you could live stream the event, which you can do from anywhere. SocratesInTheCity.com. Or if you can get to New York, I'm telling you, it's going to be a special one. Very special. Now, Alvin, tomorrow,
yes,
we are airing a program we did a little while ago. We've been holding this, folks, because we've had so much going on. But I want to tell you, the son of Andrew Klavan. Andrew Klavan was my guest at Socrates in the City. Some of you know him. He's an amazing genius. His son is equally amazing. Spencer Klavan. He's written an important book. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to him on this program, and you'll see what I mean. Really, really, really special. That's tomorrow on this program. And I think we're going to air our Socrates event that I did back in October with Dr. James Tour. I think we're going to air that on this program Friday. James Tour, some of you know, in my book, Is Atheism Dead? The real reason I wrote Is Atheism Dead was because I met James Tour. And he starts talking to me about what's called abiogenesis. All the scientists say life emerged 4 billion years ago. Single-celled life forms emerged on Earth. And then you say, okay, how did that happen? Do you know how insanely complex a single cell of life is? You're saying that just emerged. There couldn't be evolution involved because evolution requires life. You're talking about there's no life, and then suddenly there's life. How did that happen? James Tour woke me up to this, and I said, I've got to put this in a book. So I wrote Is Atheism Dead, and he has never written a book about it. So I put it in my book, Is Atheism Dead. It is amazing information. And I said, I've got to get this guy to Socrates in the City. We did, and you can watch it on YouTube, but we will air that for those of you who listen to this as a radio program or as a podcast. You will hear it Friday. And I am just, I'm thrilled that we've rebooted Socrates in the City in the way that we have. We have this event coming up. I mentioned March 30th with Yeomi Park. We're doing an event in Seattle with Michael Medved, April 28th, and on and on and on. So a lot of exciting stuff going on there. Alvin.
Yes, sir.
Before we go to talk to Vote Stradamus, I want to remind folks who are listening, we're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor. There's a lot of big news out there, and it's very tempting for us to get focused on what's the biggest thing, right? The collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank, you know, who's ahead in the polls for 2024. Obviously, the answer is Donald Trump. So why are you even asking that question? Why is our border security so weak? Obviously, because Biden is a tool of our enemies. I mean, do you really need to focus on this stuff? What you should focus on is the fact that right now, while we talk about serious things, while we joke, there are children starving in our own hemisphere, and Food for the Poor partners with us at this time of year to help them out. But that means that you all need to step up as you're able. There are some people say, oh, you know what? It'd be fun to have dinner with Eric. We can afford it. We're going to give $10,000 to Food for the Poor. And if you do that, we'll work with you to put something together. But those are very, very few and far between. The way we succeed in these campaigns is when every one of you gives a little bit. Just to give an example, $72, if you give $72, and by the way, you got to go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner. $72 feeds two children for an entire year. I want to be clear. That is amazing. $72. If you give to Food for the Poor, that is two kids an entire year, two nutritious meals a day. These children are malnourished. Think about that, folks. Am I my brother's keeper? We know the answer. So we want you to go to metaxastalk.com. You can also call 844-863-HOPE. Some of you will do that right now. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. Some of you, maybe you have a phone. You can text Eric to 91999. Text Eric to 91999. The easiest thing is just go to metaxastalk.com and click on the banner. But we really do need your help rather desperately. We're asking for it. God bless you. We're grateful to you. Thank you.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This year, this new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call them at 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code ERIC.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I never know how to say it. Do I say it's Kevin McCullough, our friend, or do I say Votstradamus?
I don't think you can be stopped, actually.
Votstradamus. It's impossible because it's like I'm under a spell. Votstradamus. Hey, Kevin McCullough, welcome back. Congratulations on That Kevin Show. Where and when does That Kevin Show air? Tell our people.
Salem News Channel or Biz TV at 9 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday nights and on 300 radio stations at the same time. So if you're
what
in the car,
heck?
You can. Yeah.
Incredible.
But
well, we
Salem News Channel is my
bit.
Favorite place to do it.
A lot of things have happened recently with regard to the revelation. I mean, it's kind of funny because many of us knew what happened on January 6th or had a sense of what happened. But for the mainstream media or anyone else to even acknowledge that the official narrative is not true is a big deal. So a lot has been coming out thanks to Tucker Carlson, frankly. Kevin McCarthy released the raw footage. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I want to say a couple of things before I give you the more nuanced take that I have of this. Number one, this has probably been one of the things that more people have thought were going to be in some way a political weapon than maybe anything else we've seen in recent history. And so from that standpoint, you have literally people like Joe Walsh, all the people at the Bulwark, William Crystal, all those people, all the Never Trumpers that really thought that this was going to be the nuclear two-ton bomb that went off and destroyed Donald Trump forever. I think the fact that it hasn't, even prior to Tucker Carlson's revelations, were very frustrating for a lot of them. And I think that even after Tucker Carlson's revelations, you're still seeing a lot of pushback from that corner, which is then propped up by the far left and the Democratic Party and the White House and others to try to make it seem as though what Tucker Carlson has done is the real crime here and not what the media originally did. And having said that, Tucker Carlson was very clear in his revelations that he was not justifying any of the bad actions that took place on January 6th, nor have I, nor have most people that have objectively looked at this.
I'm the only one that has justified the bad actions, just to be clear.
If there's vandalism, if there was breaking of things that belong to the people, if there were legitimate death threats, if there were people that posed a menacing, threatening posture to lawmakers, every one of those people need to be dealt with by the letter of the law and have justice visit upon them. What Tucker Carlson did is he expanded the lens so that we could see that not everybody that was involved on January the 6th actually fit that profile.
Putting it way too mildly. Almost no one fit that profile. The whole thing is a preposterous setup. It's cherry picking. I mean, if somebody breaks glass, is this a national story? I don't know. We still don't know what happened. And what Tucker Carlson did is, widened the lens.
The comparisons that were made of being, more deadly than Pearl Harbor and 9/11, these things were way, way beyond the pale of anything that was reasonable. And that's what Tucker's revelations have allowed us to see. He's also brought out facts that the media didn't seem to think it was important to tell from the beginning, like the fact that though they've called this a deadly insurrection, from the standpoint of the lawmakers and the establishment, they've called this a deadly insurrection since January 6th, that really the only person who died as a direct result of the actions of January 6th was one of the people that were in the Capitol, Ashley Babbitt, who we've talked about, the Air Force veteran that was there. And she was killed by a Capitol police officer. The officer, Brian Sicknick, and this was really what they hung their hat on, that this officer had been killed in this melee. He is documented on tape as being seen in the Capitol directing traffic. He doesn't appear to be impaired. He has a helmet on his head. The whole thing that somebody beat him, bashed him in the head with a fire extinguisher has been a lie that the media has continued to prop up. So Tucker's been useful in the standpoint that he's dislodged some of the talking points that they have used, and he's been able to give us a much broader view of how and what took place. Now, the critics will come back and say, well, you're going to point out that the police officers didn't sense they didn't act panicked and they didn't take harsh action because they were outnumbered. Well, the only reason they were outnumbered was because Nancy Pelosi, even though she had been told that there would be protests days in advance, and the chief of the Capitol Police, who's written a book and been on my show, he asked for the advanced officers. They could have had anywhere from 1,000 to 15,000 more officers on duty that day. They chose not to, but most of the activity in the Capitol did not rise to the level of anything close to an insurrection, much less something that was deadly. Were there people that broke windows, damaged the Capitol building and did menacing things. There were a handful, and we've known most of what those were. But even the weird Minnesota Viking shaman himself is going to use these videotapes in a new appeal for his criminal case because he got 4 years. And when you look at most of the footage that we've seen, he's not really doing anything that the officers aren't leading him around, letting him do.
You don't seem outraged enough to me. I mean, the idea that somebody is in a prison cell for doing nothing. And then it's not just that, but that it was a political setup. The cruelty on behalf of the Democrats and the Trump hating left toward a number of these people. This is unprecedented. I mean, this is the idea that we would have kind of, you know, that we would have politicians using their power against Americans in this way, and then using the power of the press, the power of social media to create a narrative so that it takes us 2 years to finally find out. I just feel like, you know, this is the kind of thing you say, that's the end of democracy. When you have the power of FBI agents embedded and the power of Pelosi and company creating something, and it's just unlike anything that's happened in America. So when you want to talk about comparing it to, you know, what do you compare it to? We've never had anything like this in our country before.
We haven't. And as somebody who watched this unfold live that day and had mixed feelings about it from the very beginning, I don't know that my mixed feelings have been straightened out at all. Look, I don't want one person to suffer for something that they did not do. So to the degree that we have people being held without charges, those need to be immediately dealt with, and they either need to be indicted or they need to be released. And if they're going to be indicted, you have to have evidence to do that. At the same time, I don't relish now, and I didn't relish then, the idea of people hatcheting their way through a doorway or through a window, especially when there were doors that were open, and damaging the symbol of democracy that I love, cherish, and defend all the time.
What about flag burning?
I'm not. I don't like people that burn flags. And I know that the argument is, if you're really going to have freedom, you got to let them do it.
No.
I don't.
All I'm trying to say is, when people burn flags, we don't put them in jail. We don't. You know what I'm saying? In other words, they're acting as though I just keep feeling like they're acting as though they got Nancy Pelosi's head on a pike and right. were marching around. They act like that happened. And I think what did happen, we still don't know.
Well, and that's why I'm also reserving a little bit of firepower, because when I hear someone like Mike Pence over the weekend say that he legitimately felt, at least at one point, fearful, and he does have some degree of anger for President Trump, you know, that gives me pause. I'm not saying he's lying. I've known Mike Pence for 40 years. I think he's a good man. I think that he has a different opinion about what he should have done in those circumstances. And look, those circumstances were very bizarre and unique, because when you're talking about an election that had the cloud over it that one did, and all the things that were done up until the day of the seating of the electors, you had a lot of things that were called into question. I don't know that Tucker's footage qualifies us to have any more clarity on any of the surrounding events that went into that. What I do know is that if there was wrong being done that day, those people need to be held accountable. And for those that didn't, which were the overwhelming majority, the 90%+ of the people that were there, they need to be cleared of any wrongdoing. And the country does need to move on. But we deserve to at least see and know the contents of what those 41,000 hours had. And that was what Nancy Pelosi was hiding from the American people.
And why would you hide it? That's the question. I mean, every
because
American
she saw what she
if
saw what
hiding
Tucker
things
saw.
Doesn't look yeah. good.
She saw what Tucker saw. Chuck Schumer saw what Tucker saw. And for Chuck Schumer, this is beyond the pale to come out the next day and to demand that Rupert Murdoch take Tucker Carlson off the air because he simply disagrees.
Well, I want to come back to
findings.
That. We're going to go to a break. We're going to we're talking to our friend Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Some people go to church just to sit in the fire, trying to make a date with a neighbor's wife. Brother, let me tell you just to show you.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey there, folks. Today, we are partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to some of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID, the list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day. But you can make a difference in these families today. A meal-for-meal match means that your one-time gift of $144, that's the meal-for-meal match, your one-time gift of $144 provides a family of four with food for a year. That's two meals a day for the next year for a family who struggle to get even a handful of rice or enough corn for tortilla. Knowing your gift will never have more impact than right now, would you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families by going to metaxastalk.com and click on the red send food banner? You can also text the keyword Eric to 91999. You'll get a link to make your life-saving gift. Text Eric to 91999. Or to give your gift by phone, call the toll-free number 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. God bless you. Folks, welcome back. Talking to Kevin McCullough. Some of you know him as Votestradamus. I, too, know him as Votestradamus. But Kevin McCullough, let me ask you, you just mentioned that, I always forget his name, the senator who looks like a turtle. What is
Chuck
it?
Schumer.
Chuck no, Schumer. McConnell, the turtle man.
Yes.
I have to say, he comes out and he chortles about how Tucker Carlson, you know, did this irresponsible thing by going against the official narrative. And then you have him and others, you have Schumer talking about that Murdoch should censor Tucker Carlson. And it seems to me like the Murdoch brothers, is it Uday and Kusay? I always forget their names. I think it's Uday and Kusay, the Murdoch sons, the sons of the tyrant. But they, it seems, did forbid Tucker Carlson from going further with this, which tells you really, really, really bad things about Fox News as it stands.
There's been some changes at Fox. And on the second night of coverage, Tucker did respond to Chuck Schumer, but he did not go any further with his reports. And I think you can read into that what you want to. I think that the interesting thing about this, if people are in question about the decline of what America freedoms look like, all you have to do is point to the Senate leader begging a titan of private industry to take an action that in some way hides truth from the American people. Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell both need to understand that those hours of videotape don't belong to them. They don't belong to the Senate or to the House. Those hours of videotape of surveillance are a surveillance of the people's house. It's our house. We hire them to go there and do the job, but that is our material to review. And the fact that it was disallowed for such a long time, you know, a lot of people pointed to Kevin McCarthy and said, oh, he only gave it to Tucker. Do you know how many other news agencies asked for it in the period of time between when it happened and when Tucker Carlson got them? Zero. There was nobody that asked for the footage, at least by FOIA requests. So you have on the record, one guy, Tucker Carlson, saying, let me take a look at him. And for the last 2.5 months, that's exactly what his crew's been doing. They went through every second of that footage and they found the inconsistencies that they found and they filed the reports that they filed. This is where American representative government goes to die. When Chuck Schumer asks private industry heads to take action in the private industry for his political well-being, you know that now the government has aligned with business. That is the definition, not of socialism. It's the difference in what Mussolini had and what
Kevin, let me just say that this is exactly the kind of thing that used to happen before the 60s, before Watergate, before Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers. You would have things like this, right? That the cronies, that the powerful people would make a phone call, that the White House would make a phone call to the head of NBC. You had that kind of thing. They protected, you know, JFK is bringing prostitutes into the White House every week. That's never reported. They didn't report on anything like that. Something changed in the 70s, and we would have this kind of these revelations. And so we began to get a sense that for our lifetimes, the truth comes out. And now with big tech and with powerful media conglomerates, it seems to me we're going backwards to where you don't get the information.
Well, we have been. And I want to just point out last week, another big story was that the Twitter file hearings started in Jim Jordan's committee in the House. And Democratic representatives on that committee went nuts. Congresswoman Plaskett basically accusing the Twitter file guys, Tlaib and the other guy, basically accusing them of endangering people by making their revelations public. Now, again, what they were reporting on were the backlog of information that Elon Musk discovered when he went in there and he let these two reporters have access to it. They started reporting on what did we learn from there? We learned that the FBI made direct requests for accounts to be taken offline or to be banned. We found out that government colluded with Twitter on a number of different initiatives that we had not seen any direct evidence of. That being said, Democrats don't like having their sneaky stuff being brought out into the open. And with a Republican House, this House under Kevin McCarthy is doing what they promised they would do. They're exposing the sunshine. And as James O'Keefe is so often quoted for saying, sunshine is the best disinfectant. It makes the cockroaches run for their lives. And that's what you're starting to see.
Well, it gives us signs of hope. I mean, the idea that we have folks in Congress like Jim Jordan who are actually doing something.
Yeah.
The question people always want to know is what do you think is going to happen? Can people be brought to account? That's really the question. The same thing with the with the narrative, the official COVID narrative.
Well, on that point, last week, former CDC official Redfield, who and we didn't know this until these hearings were underway last week, but Redfield said under oath in testimony before Congress that at some point Dr. Fauci just cut him out of all of the communication. He was getting memoed. He was coming to the meetings. He was getting the phone calls. He was in on everything. And then at some point in time, Fauci was like, oh, he's not on the team anymore. Pfft, he was gone. And he was asked, do you think that gain of function and doing the gain of function research has ever prevented a major pandemic from happening? Redfield's response, no. In fact, to the contrary, I believe that gain of function led to the worst pandemic that we've ever seen.
We'll be right back talking to Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
And we won't stop short till we get there together, together. Maybe we're better on our own. We're fine, but united with dynamite. Step short of our heaven. And we won't stop short till we get there.
Get ready for a riveting new documentary called Come Out in Jesus' Name in theaters nationwide March 13th. It follows number one best-selling author and pastor Greg Locke's epic journey from a small church in Tennessee to a global deliverance ministry. Following a startling chain of events, Pastor Locke took a 180-degree turn from his mainstream religious traditions and led his church to the brink of revival. He's exposing and fighting an unseen enemy that's destroying families and churches and paralyzing Christians with fear and bondage. Knowledge is power. Learn how Pastor Locke and the team show the church how to defeat the enemy, get delivered, and set free. The most important awakening in church history has begun. Don't miss Come Out in Jesus' Name in theaters nationwide March 13th. Tickets are available now at comeoutinjesusname.com. That's comeoutinjesusname.com. I've seen it. I recommend it highly. comeoutinjesusname.com. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Talking to Votestradamus. Votestradamus, some of you know him as Kevin McCullough. His family knows him as Kevin McCullough. But the rest of us say all hail Votestradamus, knows all, tells all, political prognosticator. What do you have to say about, oh, I don't know, gain of function research? What we were just talking about all of the revelations that are coming out and how we've got some good folks, thank the Lord, in Congress pushing. Where are we with some of this stuff?
Working very hard. And in fact, some of them were pushing before the election. Obviously, Senator Rand Paul was hounding Dr. Fauci at every hearing that they were able to get him to show up for, and doing so on the scientific basis, as one physician talking to another, calling him out on the facts. And here's the great game that they played with the gain of function thing. Fauci said he didn't lie before Congress because they had literally changed the definition of gain of function. But if you understand gain of function for what it traditionally always meant in the scientific circles, it was to take a virus and to weaponize it so that it can be more lethal and more potent than it was before. It didn't have anything to do with defining who it could infect or anything else. That's the stuff they tried to narrow down to make what happened appear fine. It's obviously not. And CDC Director Robert Redfield, to his credit, was speaking up behind the scenes to Fauci and to those that were getting all of the attention during the pandemic, saying, guys, there's no way this was engineered in a lab. If you have your string of DNA, and normally you have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but between this virus and the DNA, you have an X in between A and B, that means something got put in there. That's what Redfield saw under the microscope. That's what other scientists saw under the microscope. Fauci continued to lie about that and to say to the American people, no, it was just something that, you know, a bat brought to us. Well, sadly, we have now proven Dr. Fauci wrong. And not only we, the center right, people that are common sense and watching this stuff, but four different divisions of Biden's government has attested to that. The Pentagon, the Energy Department, the FBI, and the State Department have all made statements, and former CDC director himself. So you've got much of the executive branch that reports to the president all saying that this was engineered in the Wuhan lab. Not only that, you had that covered up by the World Health Organization, by the Chinese government. They were shutting down travel to internal parts of China while letting people from Wuhan go to Italy, go to the UK, and come to the United States. It was obvious that they wanted to export the damage that this could that could be done by this. Why isn't this administration holding them more accountable on that?
Wait a minute.
Now that
export
we know all this.
Export the damage. They wanted to kill people, and they succeeded.
They
Chinese
weaponized.
Communists.
Yes.
Killed Americans.
A million plus Americans.
The Chinese communists killed Americans. And we have a president so in bed with the Chinese, so compromised, so corrupt, that he wouldn't do anything, hasn't done anything.
Refuses to acknowledge it.
Is unfit for office because of the corruption, because of it. Forget his incompetence, folks. That's a separate program, his the corruption not to stand up against people that have killed millions of Americans. I mean, this is unbelievable. How many Americans died at Pearl Harbor when the Japanese attacked us?
A couple of thousand.
3,000.
Yeah.
3,000 died, and that was an act of war. They killed millions of Americans, or at least hundreds of thousands of Americans. They did it in a much sneakier way than the sneaky Pearl Harbor attack. So the Chinese communists are guilty of what looks like an act of war. Nobody seems to be talking about that.
My friend Gordon Chang asserts everything that you just said and then some. He says that this is just the first step in a long war that Xi Jinping is waging, not just against America, but the West, obviously the United States being the most powerful. This draws into the need for a lot of things to be addressed. Most importantly, our production of domestic energy and how we can sustain a wartime economy if, in fact, a war is being launched. Without being dependent on the Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians or anyone else. We don't want to have to be in a position where we are financially crippling ourselves and that we are energy deficient. And we've done both of those things to an nth degree over the last 2 years under the Biden administration. And he seems perfectly willing to let it continue to happen. He's had his hand forced this week. He's going to allow some Alaska drilling to begin. But it's a drop in the bucket compared to where we were under Trump. Exporting energy, making America wealthy, helping other countries not be dependent upon Russia or China, and in the process, winning allies in that. That's one of the reasons why the Abraham Accords came about, because we were able to say to Bahrain, we don't need to buy your oil anymore, and Israel doesn't either. So why don't you join us and let's make a new day. All the countries that joined the Abraham Accords basically fit that profile. So it goes from the smallest thing, like the virus, to the largest international crisis we face right now, which is our energy policy and the energy, the war on energy that Biden has declared. And that's preparing us to be weak for a war that China has already launched.
Well, it really looks like this administration, I mean, this is what it looks like. This administration is doing everything it can to weaken the United States of America. That's what it looks like to me.
It's a true America last administration, for sure.
But I mean, but then you have to ask yourself why. And it's a combination of things. It's a combination of pure corruption and greed. But there is an anti-America agenda mm-hmm. at the heart of the Democratic Party. Didn't used to be there on anything like the level that it is now. But they seem dedicated to weakening our economy, to doing everything wrong. And it seems incomprehensible to most of us, unless you realize that that's kind of what they want to do. They just are themselves not as open about it as they might be. That's my theory.
The great Rush Limbaugh used to always say Democrats can never campaign on what they actually believe, because if they did, nobody would ever vote for them. And he was right. In this particular sense, your observation is accurate, because what they're trying to do is implement wokeism across every specter of life in America. But they can't do that if America is healthy and thriving. People recognize that the American way is the best way. People are going to be happy in their jobs. They're going to work hard. They're going to save money. They're going to experience personal success. They're not going to be dependent upon the government telling them what to do. And so, again, you have one piece of the puzzle connecting to another piece. The reason that they want to do all of this is they want to push the CRT and transitioning agenda that's in the schools. But they can't do that if you have a vibrant, healthy economy and populace that are pushing back.
We'll be right back. More with Votestradamus.
Big bright shiny yellow sun, come and watch your children play. They think you're the only
folks. Welcome
one.
Back. I'm talking to Votestradamus. You may know him as Kevin McCullough. You may not. You may know him as I know him, Votestradamus. Votestradamus, tell us, it seems to me clear that Trump will get the nomination. He will be our next president. What say you?
Well, that was what I said in 2020. So obviously I'm smarting a little bit from having my map be blown up in my face.
Okay. Do I have to do this again?
I think there's a lot of explanations for that.
I have to come back at you in your face. The election was stolen. That's not a myth. That's not hyperbole. So your map, you know, was based on reality. When reality gets chopped up with a rusty
possibly
axe.
But I don't have proof of that, so yeah, I'm not going to go around bragging about it anymore. But
right, and I don't have proof that there's a tiger in the other room. So give me time. Give me time. But
what I am willing to say is that I think that President Trump is approaching this election with much more savvy than he did his reelect in 2020. I think he's got a different ground game in place. I'm a little bit concerned that I don't see more activity state to state, but we're still very, very early. I don't like the back and forth with Ron DeSantis. I don't think that helps us at all. I would prefer if DeSantis stayed out of the race entirely. Let Pence run, let Cheney run, let all these people that nobody takes seriously anymore throw their hat in the ring. That's fine. But I think if DeSantis is serious about wanting to do what's best for the country right now, I think it would be a good thing for him to say this isn't my time. And basically clear the way for Trump to, if he has to have a few states where there's a few people that he's debating, I don't think that hurts him, actually. I think that gives him a stage to talk from. But I think ultimately he needs to have a more or less clear path so that he can stay on offense during the entire primary season and say, the reason I'm running for you is because of the jokers that are on the other stage, and point to the nonsense of their policies. I mean, for Mike Pence to get in trouble after the gridiron dinner this weekend for simply pointing out that Pete Buttigieg, who did not birth a child, took the full maternity leave that he was offered from the federal government while being a Secretary of Transportation, is kind of ridiculous. Pence has a great point. And the fact that the Buttigieg camp is pushing back against it tells me they have really thin skin. We need to stay on offense, and we need to stay on offense on the biggest, most important issues that we face: energy, border security, national security, relationships with China, Russia, Ukraine. We need to be very savvy on the foreign policy front. And then we need to take control of our schools for the parents and for the families of this country. If we run on protecting our kids, shoring up our economy, stopping illegal immigration, and protecting the country from attacks from without and within, it'll be a successful campaign. And I'm hoping that that's what President Trump is putting all of his eggs in the basket of.
Well, what he said at CPAC when he made his famous statement, "I am your retribution."
That was a very telling comment. And I thought it was a very not only accurate one, but one that people needed to hear. He is still the fighter. He's not going to take one ounce of guff off of these people who think that they know more than him. He protected this country once. He brought it back from the brink once. He can do it again. We just need to give him the opportunity to do it.
I just wish Ron DeSantis would get the memo that, you know, now's not your time. And I can understand. Look, everywhere I go, people say like, "Oh, I don't know. I think DeSantis, as great as he is, he's got nothing on Trump. Trump on the stump, giving those speeches and those rallies. DeSantis at his best doesn't come close. Trump is a phenomenon in American politics. And if DeSantis were wise, he would go to Trump and say, "How can I help you, sir?" I wish he would do that. Kevin McCullough, thank you so much for your time and your insight. Folks, don't forget, you need to go to MetaxasTalk.com. We're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor. We desperately need everyone's help. Food for the Poor, folks. We're doing it right now. We need you to help us. Please help us. MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.